Well, why wouldn't your brothers or sisters come help you?
Well, they were busy.
Oh.
And you see, Jordan would, you know, work at night. And, you know, it's hard to keep people working at night. And if I got a chance, I'd go in and work when I could while you at work. Yeah, but this Frank, you know Frank Call, Johnson brother, and his wife told me that he was sitting, they put paneling in their house. He said, he's working so slow. I said, well, won't you jump in there and help him? I said, you do it fast. She said, I will.
Now, with the two of you building this house, how long did it take?
It might have took a year, I'll say that.
Not long at all.
Well, we worked slow in the cart, and we had he worked whenever he wanted. He'd go, I'd just get the man and him, I wanted to fire him. Yeah, he would work here every day, he'd work here a day, and then work over yonder somewhere.
And all the while he worked up, well, while you guys worked on the house, you still lived in the house back up here?
No, we tore it down. We lived in the smokehouse out here where this house was. We had a big smokehouse out here.
What's a smokehouse?
You know what you call a smokehouse where you put the hemp and meat and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what?
We never heard that was a smokehouse.
No.
Well, they say it on television. Well, you know, they smoke meat in it.
Okay.
They call it the smokehouse.
Well, why'd you tear the old house down?
Well, we used some of the lumber out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, it had good lumber in it because, see, we had thought about just remodeling it. And it had rock pillars on it, which we could have so easily put brick. You know how rock are, they're crooked and everything, and it would kind of slide. And that's why we put it. And we got this one.
Well, growing up in Stevenson, how were the black-white relations?
Everybody got along fine.
Everybody knew everybody.
Everybody knew everybody, and everybody got along fine. Everybody tried to help everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody got along real good. I know when my daddy run that grist mill, he had more white customers than he did blacks. Because they, up on the coon, they form and they bring their corn for him to grind. And he charged them 15 cents to grind it. And a toll of corn, you know what I mean? A toll of corn, he had a little box. He'd get him a box of meal or a box of corn, whatever he wanted, because he sold corn and meal and kerosene. We had a good bit of kerosene.
So was your family, well, you didn't come from like a poor family then if he had his own business. You're kind of well-to-do. Well, not well-to-do, but you were doing all right.
We were good livers. Yeah, he had it. He was a hard-working man, my daddy was. He was real hard. And Mama, too, she saved it. That's what she told me, you know, when after I married, she didn't want me to marry, but she'd tell me, you know, how to economize with everything. She said that's the only way you can have anything.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, she used to say all the time, if you make a dollar and spend a dollar, you never will get no work. She said, if you make a dollar, save half of it. If you don't save half of it, save 25% of it. She said, that's the only way you can get it, man. That's our motto now. Don't spend everything you got. Oh, we'll be back.
Now, during the 50s and 60s, you had the civil rights movement and all that down in Birmingham and Montgomery and stuff like that. Did anything go on up here?
No, we didn't have any civil rights up here.
Really?
And I didn't participate in it. A lot of people, the neighbor gave, they said he went to Birmingham to participate in it, but you know what? I didn't want to participate in it.
Why not?
Because I was afraid. I was afraid somebody might shoot me or get me, or hurt me or something. Oh. I didn't want to get it, as long as it was down there, I'd let you stay down there.
And nothing ever happened up here?
No. We've always got along in Stevenson. Everybody treated everybody like everybody stayed in their place. And everything went along very smoothly. Nobody had any problems. While my baby was born, I was working for a lady. And she told me, she said, "You come back to work and bring your baby and I'll raise him." And I carried my baby, carried Annie Ruth to work with me. And she put Annie Ruth in the bed with her and slept with her. And she tried to get a pension off the railroad. She said, "If I get this pension off the railroad, I'm going to put her up in college." Yeah, everybody so far was all right.
What about surrounding towns? Is it bad anywhere else?
No, I don't think anybody else has any problems. You know, white and black. Everybody, as I say, stayed in their place, and everybody got treated right.
You stayed in your place. You knew what your place was.
Yeah. You better believe it.
Stepped out of line, then something might happen.
It may have, but a lot of them did step out of line, nothing happened.
Really?
You know, if you're in the drugstore, the wife could go sit down up there and eat the ice cream and drink coffee. Well, some of them apparently did it. They drank it, and there wasn't nothing done about it.
The black person?
Yeah. But then when the white didn't raise up. Yes, sir.
That's good. What do you about the Scottsboro boys? That's what I like to talk about. You got anything on that?
No, I just don't know anything about it. But I heard it. You know, they said those women were on the train and how these boys raped them. But that's all I know about. I wasn't around in that era, and that's why I don't know anything about that. Just scared straight.
How's it going?
Okay.
So how is your family, the Tallies, on the mom's side, related to the white Tallies of Stevenson? Because I think they said something like that in the Stevenson story.
Well, my granddaddy, daddy was a white man. And that's why that my mother was a Tally.
Tally with an E-Y instead of a Y.
Yeah. They asked my granddaddy's mother to put him in a Tally. And so he was a Tally. When I was 53, I taken up music, and I'm doing very well with it.
You have your own teacher, or you taught yourself?
No, I had a teacher for about 2 years and a half. But she wouldn't, you know, she didn't teach me much because she told me all about her problems. Instead, she'd give me about, I suppose, to give a half an hour, and she would give me about 15 minutes. That's all the music I'd get from her. Forgot that. But the good Lord helped me. I give him the credit for it.
Ever try to teach your husband?
I know, not much.
I ain't tried to teach anybody but my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And she said, "I don't want to learn. I hate music." She's like our mama. And Ruth had a real good music teacher out of Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. You gonna drive all the way up there?
No, she came down here to church. She's teaching at the church. And then she moved over to a school. And then Ruth was over there. She liked me. Real good.
So when Martin Luther King got killed, what was the reaction in the family members?
Oh, everybody was sad.
Because I mean, my mama used to think that some black person did it.
That it was killed?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't say who killed, but it was real sad. I hate seeing, you know, I hate seeing anybody trying to do good and get cut off like he was cut off. Mm-hmm. They instead of them killing him, it was like he'd been trying to help him. Now, is that all?
Did your daughter have black and white friends?
Yeah, she sure did.
And she went to school with black people, and then she later went to school with white people.
Well, she got in 10th grade. They had integrated, and she and Deanna and Bess and Dawana. They had only four blacks went over there that day. Darnell and I carried them in the steward boat to Warner and Bess and dropped them off. And everything went on smooth and woo, they was over there. That Darnell was afraid. I thought, you better come over here. Nothing happened. So next year, they just fell in there like
black boys. More came in.
Yeah,
like
before going to school like
it. Yeah, for sure.
Huh.
Bess and her sister Dawana. You know Dawana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know Bess or not.
Yeah.
And Beat and Annie Ruth. And four broke the door down.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Well, let's see, Annie Ruth was in the 10th. She started the school. I can't remember when it was. I was dreading her riding the bus. See, they didn't go to Scottsboro to high school. But after they said that there was no integrate, you know, that year. Well, so we tried it out and it was all right.
But Scottsboro had the only black high school at the
time?
Yeah,
yeah. I sure now told you I had to quit.
So what school did she go to when she integrated?
Who?
Mom.
Oh, to
Scottsboro.
No. It's a high school. If you got in the 9th grade, see, you could go to, you got in the 9th. And when you got in the 9th, you had to move up to high school. She had to leave Drake out here. Everything was good. She left Drake. Well, she would have had to go to Scotchburg. But after they integrated, she didn't have to go. And everything went on nicely.
That's kind of good that everything went around.
It sure did.
Nice, nobody said anything.
The principal told us, he said, I know y'all excited about all that crowd. Ooh, I mean, there's a crowd out there. But said, I'm going to do my best to take care of them. And said, we got the police force behind us and everything happened to coach.
What was the crowd out there? Were they
applauding
or were they just
They wanted to see how many black was coming, I guess.
Oh.
I wanted some video about that. But we got in there Bess and Dawana, they beat Annie Ruth and be out of there. They're sitting up in the principal office. And see, Mr. Stewart, he was the principal of the Drake out here. So they went on to school and left their children there, so they don't Darnell and Alex is going back home. Everything happened. We'll let you know. We got out. That was a job. Glad. I didn't know what might turn up. When I was 7 years old, and if I didn't have something to sew on, I'd get my mama's slips and cut them up. Or she used to get flour in flour sacks. They called them flour sacks. They'd be white with a picture on them, just like the paste paper. She'd wash it for her milk. Either with her milk or dish towel on, dish rag in. I'd get it and I'd get a hook. And then when I run out of something to sew, I'd get it again. I had a box that tall was off,